This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Trivia Friday here on AFR. I'm Jim Stanley, sitting in for Tim Wildman, doing the best that I can. And then we have Kendra in for Ed, and we have JJ in for JJ. So we have our reigning, I guess, our most tenured professor here among us this morning.
It's great to be here.
And always an honor to fill in.
There you go. It's a It's a pleasure to serve.
Exactly.
There you go.
If called upon. Well, let's reset our questions as we go into this last half hour. What show sponsored by a greeting card company presented original TV plays, musicals, comedies, and Broadway successes? And I'm sorry, I'm starting mine off because I forgot them last time when we did that. And so then what Shakespeare play provided the lyrics for the song, What a Piece of Work is Man, in the musical Hair? And then lastly, what two South American countries share the region of Patagonia? And I apologize for stepping in front of the lady among
us. No, sir, not at all. Gave me some time to get some new questions since our students are so astute today. Question number one, Summer Snow, the movie. What is the name of the main character, the little girl? Question number two, what is the Italian word for pie?
Oh, good question.
And question number three, in the holy place, there's the Holy of Holies. It has the Ark of the Covenant. What are some of the pieces of furniture or articles that are in the holy place?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. We heard a lot about Normandy, D-Day yesterday, the 75th anniversary. The code name was Overlord. On the morning of the D-Day invasion, you hear a lot about one of the beaches, but there were actually five different beaches that they came they came ashore. I want you to name three of them. Mm-hmm. Name three of the beaches that our troops came, the Allied troops came ashore. Three beaches. Then a Bible question. In the story of the Good Samaritan, what two people passed by on the other side? In the story of the Good Samaritan, what two people passed by on the other side?
All right. And since I've already done mine, we'll get right back to the phone and talk to Ed calling from Tennessee. Ed, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, glad to be here, guys. I finally got through again.
Good for you.
Yeah, I've been trying for a long time. I finally got through one time, and I'm glad to have been able to get through again.
Yes, sir. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I do have one. I do have a question for you. When you got before you played the theme from Star Trek when Captain Kirk had spoke as the introduction to it. Okay. In J.J. Abrams' version of Star Trek of the younger Kirk and Spock and all that. They said that Pike had inspired Kirk to join the Starfleet, okay? In the original series, in the 60s series, with Shatner and Nimoy, who actually inspired Kirk to join Starfleet?
His dad.
I was going to say his mother.
His dad.
Hey!
Hey, way to go,
that's
Jim.
It. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That's
his
one of our professors.
That is the one that George Kirk is the one that inspired James T. Kirk to join Starfleet and all that. So you're talking to a Trekkie here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and don't forget in the new series, too, though, they did reference his father. Pike was the one that actually physically came and invited him because Pike had served with his dad.
So it's possible for multiple people to inspire somebody, but maybe his father was the initial inspiration.
So there you go. Hey, Ed, thanks did you want to answer one of our questions?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. The gentleman that went ahead of the lady there, you asked one of those questions in there, I'd like to take a shot at that. If you could repeat the questions.
What show sponsored by a greeting card company presented original TV plays, musicals, comedies, and Broadway successes? And as I mentioned the first time, also Eleanor MacArthur, who's my mother-in-law. It's her favorite channel now of all time. And what Shakespeare play provided the lyrics for the song "What a Piece of Work Is Man" in Hair? And lastly, what two South American countries share the region of Patagonia?
I'll try the card one.
All right, sir. Which one was it?
And Hallmark.
Hallmark. Yay! Is absolutely
Hallmark
right.
Channel.
It
has
one of,
to be Hallmark.
One of our favorite channels as
so
well.
Good.
You can look at our.
My mom used to watch that all the time. When I was growing up, that was her favorite channel during this holiday season.
All right. Hey, Ed, thanks for the Trekkie question there. I enjoyed that. I don't mind mentioning I'm a nerd, so I'm okay
well
with
done.
That. Hey, have a great weekend, okay?
You know, the Hallmark Channel, my husband asks me the other day, he says, why do you enjoy these? You know how
exactly.
they're going to end. You
right.
know. I said, that is why we enjoy them. We know it's going to end well, and we're going to have happy feelings. It's like a safe place to go.
That's exactly what I asked my mother-in-law, because you can look now, you know, or how you have TiVo, and now it's just recordings on
sure.
your video player or whatever. And I can open ours up, and honest to goodness, there's got to be 20 or 25 movies in there
oh, goodness.
That you know she's already watched.
Right.
And she's even said, I've watched every one of them. And I said, all you have to do is watch one. You
know, yeah.
just
yeah.
one.
But it's like your favorite meal at your favorite restaurant. You like it to be predictable. Like, you know, it's
yeah.
okay to
that's
like
good,
to
that's
see the happiness.
A good way to word that, because we watched the same Hallmark Christmas movies over and over. And you're right. They wind up getting the girl, and they wind up falling in love and getting married, even if they don't really.
9 times out of 10, she finds out she's a princess, and I'm okay with that. I am okay with that.
And then this year or last year, they introduced a whole new bunch. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, that was good as well.
There you go. All right. So that's a free plug. We can neither confirm nor deny that we actually watched the Hallmark Channel in secret. We're going to move on. Patrick calling from Texas. Patrick, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
We're doing good, Patrick.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and answer the one about Normandy.
Here's the question. Codename Overlord, in the morning of the D-Day invasion, they actually came ashore on 5 different beaches. Name 3 of those, Patrick.
All right. We're looking at Omaha, Utah, Juneau, Sword, and Gold.
Wow. Look at you.
Well done.
Bonus. Yeah. And, you know, we heard Omaha. We heard so much Omaha Beach, Normandy. We just heard that in some occasionally Utah. But you're exactly right. Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juneau, and Sword. Hey,
how about
this?
You know, since he got all 5 of them, I decided we would give away a bonus T-shirt.
I like that. Patrick, what do you think about that? You just won a T-shirt.
I think that's awesome, because I've been wanting one forever, and it's the first time I was able to get through.
Wow.
Well, congratulations.
Good timing. You can thank Jim Stanley for that, and you got it right. Went the extra effort. You're going to get a Learning University T-shirt.
Oh, well, Patrick.
Thanks, gentlemen. Ladies.
You know, guys, when lady, I know guys is a generic term, but I want to be careful. When we think of the price that was paid there, you know, on those beaches, I had a couple of emails this week, and one of them was how many of the Rangers actually survived in going in, you know, and going on the beach there. We have a lot to be thankful for. Of course, the cross supersedes yeah. any sacrifice given. But when we look back and see what our men and women have done for us in the years past and in the wars and the continuing engagements that we're in, you know, it's one of those things we just have to say thank you every now and then. Mm,
very humbling. You heard all those stories. It was like all day long yesterday from individual servicemen, and we're losing them. They're in their 90s mm-hmm. now, and they were telling their story, and you were hearing that sacrifice and knowing that they were not just facing danger. They knew it was likely they weren't going to survive,
right.
And they went ahead, and from the president on the radio offering prayers, from General Eisenhower giving that pep talk, and they mentioned the Lord and talked mm-hmm. about liberty, you're doing this, it's going to change the course of history. Nazi Germany. This is so evil. We've got to break the back of this stronghold on Europe. We didn't go there to conquer land. We went there to free people. You know, and the only land that we got was the put those white crosses on.
Yeah.
You know, all the men, 10,000, I think, that lost their life and were injured. It was just a remarkable sacrifice, as you said.
Patrick, did you have a question for us?
No, sir. I was trying to think of one, but couldn't come up with anything that I know you guys I could stump you with. So
all
I'm
right.
going to leave it alone for this time.
Well, Patrick, I'm going to put you on hold. Cindy's going to take your information. And we're going to get you a Learning University T-shirt because that was a great answer. JJ asked for three, and he gave all five. So, Patrick, thanks for that.
That's wonderful.
Let's move along. And I know it's a tough transition from what we were talking about because there's nothing trivial about the price that our men and women pay. I think of the Vietnam War and how the folks came home and weren't honored for their service there and are just now really beginning to receive some of that honor. So we do say thank you to the men and women who have served, and we are very grateful for you. And I think that you'll hear that bear out, you know, in stories, in the news stories that we cover and some of the things that we cover here on AFR. We try never to forget those and the first responders as well. Audrey from Mississippi, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Audrey, welcome. We're glad to have you on. Do you have a question that you would like to answer or ask or both?
I like to do both.
Wonderful. What question do you want to answer?
The one about Summer Snow.
Oh, wonderful.
There we go. Wonderful.
Audrey, have you seen the movie Summer Snow?
Several times.
Wonderful.
Great.
Well, what is the main character's name?
Hallie.
Correct.
Yeah. Way to go.
Great job, Audrey.
Hey, Audrey, the person that wrote the script and came up with it, directed it, is sitting right here. That's Kendra. How did you come up with that name for that character?
That's a great question. You know, I think my brother and I thought very, what is the personality of this little spunky girl? And the name Hallie just felt like it fit.
Good.
Well, you know, she's gone on to do other stuff. I mean, obviously, you've seen her in the Allstate commercials.
I saw it on just a moment ago in our studio here.
And so she's done that. She's also continued to grow as an actress.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's just doing a really bang-up job. I saw her the other day in something I was watching, and I actually went to the IMDb page and pulled it up because I thought, I said, that's her. And there, amongst her credits, is Summer Snow is still one of the
that's
things.
Awesome.
And her bio, it's also one of the things that's mentioned. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Great
we
trivia.
We loved having
her
as a part of it. And Audrey, thank you so much for watching Summer Snow and supporting American Family Studios and all the things that we create.
Speaking of which, the new project, episode 7, 8, and 9, is that right?
Of Ryan DeFrades, the animated cartoon. If you haven't seen that, it is your
just
chance.
Just now came out.
Mm-hmm. New episodes.
All right. Audrey, did you have a question for us?
Yes, sir.
What you got?
What kind of tea is hard to swallow?
Pardon?
What kind of tea
is hard to swallow?
There's a trick here.
There's a riddle.
There's
it's
a trick.
Riddle there.
Let's see. What kind of tea is hard to swallow?
Stony
humility.
Brook tea. Oh,
hey,
humility.
Wow.
What about it, Audrey?
It's reality.
Oh, that one too.
Reality.
That one too. That's
there
good.
You go. So now we have flavor blends going on difficult teas. Hey, Audrey, you were a great sport, and we appreciate you calling in this morning, okay?
Thank you.
Thank
all right,
you.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, Jim, we didn't mention where to get that. It's afastore.net. Afastore.net to get the brand new episodes, three new episodes of Ryan DeFrades, Secret Agent.
And it allows us to continue making new things that will be resources for your family.
Can you still get Summer Snow?
You can. That is also available in the store. And, you know, I also wanted to mention, since people help support our ministry through the things that we create, these T-shirts that we're giving out, we've given out several today. This is also an opportunity for you to be an ambassador.
That's right.
Of AFR. So when you wear your swag and somebody says, what's that about?
Stuff we all like to get.
Right? Don't just leave it at, oh, I won this trivia thing. Do us a favor, if you would. Tell them about our ministry and what
good.
We do.
Yeah.
Because it might be that someone that you share that with comes to know the Lord or is inspired or...
Kendra, we're going to have you on more
that's
often.
Right.
I mean,
that's
know,
right.
That's
well,
good stuff.
I just think about all those T-shirts out there that are going to be worn in,
well,
in
so
Walmart.
Many, yeah, you know? So many times people, you know, maybe during Share-a-thon or just when you have somebody on, they say, yeah, I just want to say that I've got a coworker that listened all the time, and I didn't. And he said, "You really need to check the station out." Mm. Ah, I'm not that religious. I really don't want to listen to, you know, to that. Then they started listening, and then they got drawn in, and the Lord did a change in their life. So you're exactly right. Good,
I've
good
heard
way
of people
to,
who work in car, like car dealerships, turning all the radio stations to AFR, right, or car rental,
right,
just to try
do
to spread the word.
All right, let's continue on Trivia Friday. Mike calling from Oklahoma. Mike, welcome aboard.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to hear you. Lucky to get in, I guess.
Good to be heard.
Well, Mike, did you have a question to ask, answer, or do both?
Let's try both. Has the answer on the two South American countries been answered?
It has not. What two South American countries share the region of Patagonia?
Okay, I believe that would have to be Chile and Argentina.
You are absolutely correct.
Nicely done, nicely done.
And the hat's not bad either.
Right. You
know? Right.
All right, Mike, did you have a question for us?
I do. I have a question here. See if I can stump JJ.
You know, JJ, folks are just
picking
on you today. A lot of
pressure on me, that's right.
At him, okay.
All right, go ahead.
What general aviation airplane has been produced the longest in production?
And this is general aviation aircraft.
Uh-huh.
The longest. Let's see. Yeah. The Piper Cub got off to a early start, and a lot of people in the World War One era learned how to fly that, military and civilian. I'm going to say, but Cessna, oh, Clyde Cessna came up with a good airplane. That's been around a long time. I'm going to go with Piper.
Okay, anybody else?
No, no.
Not a clue.
Nope. That's all JJ
Walter
right there.
Walter Beach. The Beach was a good airplane. That dates pretty far back, but I'm going to say Piper.
Okay, the Beechcraft Bonanza is a aircraft introduced in 1947, the Beech Aircraft Corporation of Wichita, Kansas.
VTEL.
It's still being produced by Beechcraft.
Wow. Yep.
And has been in continuous production longer than any other airplane in history.
Wow. And
nice.
A solid
airplane.
It's got a VTEL, and Walter Beech is the guy that came up with that. Those guys worked together, Clyde Cessna, Walter Beech, and then they kind of went separate ways and started their own line of airplanes. And it's Kansas is the air capital of the world. All that happened right there in Kansas.
Right. Mike, you evidently know that JJ's a pilot and has a great affinity for planes and plane knowledge.
Yep. The Bonanza's been around a long time. It's an awful good airplane.
It sure is. All right, buddy. Thanks, Mike, and have
a
wonderful
you
weekend.
Betcha.
So, JJ, you had a plane for a while.
I had a plane. I had a Cessna for
Cessna.
5 years.
Okay.
Right.
Because I knew, I didn't think it was a Piper, but, and folks, let me tell you, JJ is so good airplane. He is so good with his airplane. He can even land on a highway.
Oh, man, that's a story.
So, that is,
right.
But it's a true story.
Engine quit, and we sat it down on the highway. I was co-owner of an airplane with my neighbor and friend, Jimmy Barton.
Yeah.
We were out flying one day, and the engine quit and picked out a couple of fields, a couple of country roads. Didn't seem like the right thing. In between a lot of prayer, saw the big four-lane highway. I thought, I really don't want to land between the semis, but it just seems like the safest way to go.
And the best part is you hit an exit as you got it on the ground, didn't you?
Well, and I went through the drive-thru because I had enough altitude. I just went through the drive-thru. We got some burgers, then swooped over and got on the highway. Yeah, I came up near an exit to make it a little easier for everybody.
There you go.
And my wife said, well, how do you do that? I said, well, it's just like when you're merging in traffic. You know, I had a bird's eye view, so
right.
I found the thinnest spot in the traffic. It just came down between some semis, and I know it scared
the
dickens out of everybody on the road.
Hey,
oh, my word.
Bob, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Bob.
I didn't hear the name. Me?
Okay, yes, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. I just wanted to ask a two-part question, if I may, please.
Okay. And by the way, JJ did land safely, obviously.
Lived to tell about
That's
it.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
What is the name of the river that the Little Bighorn River is a tributary of, and from whose perspective was the battle there a success?
Well, it was a success from the Indians' perspective.
Right.
And I think the Little Bighorn's an offshoot of the Colorado, isn't it?
No, the Bighorn. The Little Bighorn is a tributary of the Bighorn River.
That makes sense.
Oh, well, that, yeah.
That's why it's
there
a little perfect
sense. Little Bighorn.
There you go.
Wow.
Now, which Indian was it? Was it Crazy Horse? Who was leading that battle?
Well, it was just there were three tribes
combined.
The Lakota, the Arapaho, and Northern Cheyenne. But I was just looking for a general answer from the Native Americans' perspective. It wasn't a disaster.
Right, right. It was a victory.
Yeah,
right.
For them, it was a great thing. So we've got that. And, Bob, that's a great question for us as a follow-up to JJ's question earlier, of course. Well, Bob, you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, sir. You too.
All right, God bless. You're listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. And we have time for one more caller, and we'll give Cindy a chance to put that caller on the line for us this morning, and then we'll get back to that. JJ, we've talked before, and obviously that really was a horrifying experience in one way, because when you think back on it, and of course when Melanie thinks back on it, but for us around here, we just count that as an everyday experience with you,
you
know, because you're always putting something in for a landing. But let's talk real quick as we're waiting on Tracy there. Tell us real quick again, what is it you talk about when you go to the events and the things that you do? Because you have more than just comedy. You're one of the best preachers I've ever heard.
Well, you're so kind. You know, I get such a wide variety, wild game supper, Sunday morning preaching, which is kind of rare. But a lot of banquets, Valentine banquets, Christmas banquets, pregnancy center. And so comedy and then land the plane, good chance to say that, land the plane with a message.
Amen.
And so people that go to banquets, they don't want to hear the same kind of tired thing at awards banquets or things. And so we laugh together and then share the gospel and share a challenge.
Amen.
So it's a little bit of a variety depending on the group. But I'm very, very thankful to have that opportunity.
Great ambassador for AFR.
Well, thank you. We've got a lot of things on the calendar, and people can go to jjjasper.com to look at the schedule. And if you're close by, I would love to meet and greet you.
Right.
And then, of course,
if
love to come to your area.
If there's an open date.
That's right. Thank you.
All right, let's talk to Tracy now, calling from Indiana. Tracy, you're the last caller for Trivia Friday today. Did you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right, sir, which one did you want to answer?
Oh, the beaches of Normandy. I can name three of them.
Well, we already had that answered, but since you weren't listening, which three can you name?
I can name the two American and the one Canadian, Juneau, which was Canadian, I think, and the Americans, which was Utah and Omaha Beach.
Nicely done.
Good
That's
job.
Right. Yeah, and all five, since you weren't listening, Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juneau, and Sword.
Right.
Okay.
Tracy, did you have a question for us?
My question is, on those beaches, there was a brigadier general that received the Medal of Honor for his commanding from the front on Utah Beach, and he is only one of two other, couple.
Hey, Tracy, you're going to have to tell us, buddy, because we're right at the end of the show.
Give us the answer.
Okay. His father was also a Medal of Honor winner. It was Theodore Roosevelt Jr.
Wow.
Thank you for that.
Good stuff. Thanks,
Good
Tracy.
Good trivia.
Kendra, any questions you don't have answered?
The holy place had the lampstand, the altar of incense, and the table of showbread.
In the story of the Good Samaritan, two people passed by, the priest and the Levite. Jim?
All right. I had one left. And it was what Shakespeare play, and the play was, of course, Hamlet. And I think Hamlet has spawned a lot of stuff. Hey, have a great weekend, folks.